God, accept our worship this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray that prayer on hymn number 23. That song says, my faith looks up to thee, thou lamb of Calvary. Now hear me while I pray, take all my guilt away. Oh, let me from this day be holy. Surrender, then we shall sit down, then we shall do a Bible study. In number 25, I surrender all. That's all we need to do as we come to God's presence. I surrender all. All to Jesus. All to Jesus. 25.
Jesus, I surrender all.
Surrendered heart, that you will have your way, Father, in the lives of your people from today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us see your mercy again, O God. We know you as a God of mercy. Father, let us enjoy that mercy even today because we came in the name of Jesus. Let us live here better than we came here, Lord. Let us live here getting closer to you, Father. Let us live here, Heavenly Father, with our hearts burning, with the desire, Heavenly Father, to hold onto the cross. Lord, as we go into the Bible study, my Lord and my God, grant us understanding. For only you can give understanding. And the purpose of Jesus Christ coming down and going to the cross on Calvary, may it be fulfilled in our lives. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor anything you like. Tell your neighbor anything, anything you like. Anything you like. Okay, tell your neighbor, I love you and I want to prove it now. Tell your neighbor, tell him, don't sit down until you tell your neighbor, until you prove that you love your neighbor. Until you prove that you love your neighbor. Prove it. Say, I want to prove to you that I love you. Tell your neighbor, prove to me that you love me now. Prove to me that you love me. No be hug. Now so Judas hug Jesus, so I don't want to hug. After you hug Jesus, Jesus died. God bless you, be seated. Okay, please let's be very, very reverent. I think during the week or so, we had the program we hold from time to time on Thursdays that we call on the Bright Television, that we call the Rapture Watch. The Rapture Watch is a program put together by the Bright Television as we watch unto the soon coming of the Lord. Talk about the coming of the Lord scripturally. And it's a very hot seat to sit down there before these young boys. You know how somebody will study to come and face you. And I will not know the question they will ask until I reach there. And then they argue with me. And don't joke with this. Young boys, they know their Bible. It's been very helpful because it's very challenging to me too. Amen. And so we looked at the topic, and through discussion there, all of them in the studio, the Bright Television and all those who came, they insisted that I should come and take it as a sermon. And it's a topic we have looked at severally before. But revelation is progressive. Progressive. And you get to know these things that give us clearer picture of this agenda for salvation. And so we're looking at what happened in Eden. A review again of what happened in Eden. Everybody knows that we are reduced to what we are today because of what happened at Eden. And we have preached it here severally over the years. It's a doctrine that has been magnified by the followers of the minister of William Branham. And it's not William Branham that brought the mystery. He only warmed it and presented it again afresh. In the 18th century, even back to the 17th century, we had theologians and dispensationalists that have looked at this mysteries in the best way they can. And kept them here and here. Remember, the perfecting ministry is what God gave our brother Branham. If you turn down that ministry, you will never be perfected as a Christian. And if you are not perfected, you can never go in the rapture. Because nothing short of perfection will go in the rapture. And when I talk of perfection, I'm not talking about holiness. Holiness is different from perfection. Perfection here has to do with the image. Hallelujah. The image that God desired in the Garden of Eden. He said in Genesis 1:26, he said, "Let us make man in our image and in our likeness." That is what he has been trying to build again until he gets that perfect thing that he intended in the Garden of Eden. That perfect man, exactly what he desired when he created Adam and Eve. That is the perfection. And so, we've looked at it as a doctrine of the serpent seed. We have looked at it, we titled that sermon over the years, "The Doctrine of the Serpent Seed." One of the things that the denominations reject, the teachings of William Branham, this is one of the doctrines. But the doctrine of the serpent seed lets us know why you must be born again. You just go say, "I must be born again, you must be born again." So everybody is saying, "I'm born again, I'm born again." Well, you don't even know the meaning of the new birth. And you don't even know why you must be born again. What happened to this birth that I must be born again? And all this has its origin from what happened in the Garden of Eden. So please, so that we just recap. Remember, it's a review. Just one or two things that will take us deeper, but the general one is what we all know. Now, I will try by all means, I will say some things in a way that may provoke some questions so that you can ask questions, and through answering those questions, I can break down some things more. Praise the Lord. So I'll be giving a picture because we have taken that several times, but I'm also aware that there may be people that have not heard it before. I may be hearing it for the first time. Because every day somebody is coming across the Bright Television through our broadcast for the first time, coming to the church for the first time, hearing us for the first time. So we want to put that into consideration as we go into certain details to enable everyone to catch a picture of what we are saying. But the main purpose is to help us take our salvation more seriously. Nothing more. It's not to show you that I know anything. It's not an academic exercise. I'm not lecturing you. I want to lead us all to see why Christ went to the cross on Calvary and why you must be born again, and why you must be born of the Spirit and of water to enter the kingdom. And I want you to know the mystery of why the children of Adam, why they were wiped away from the earth. And only Noah and his three children remained. And so that you also understand why, even though the whole earth were repopulated, the whole earth was repopulated by one family, brothers, Shem, Ham, Japheth. All of us are related. We are all children of Noah through Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and yet we hate each other. And yet we fight wars and kill each other. And yet we exercise wickedness among ourselves. That is what we want to look at, so that you'll understand why human beings have been reduced to animals the way we are today. That necessitated that gruesome death on the cross on Calvary. The root is what happened in the Garden of Eden. Praise the Lord. And it is very easy, listen very well, it is very easy to say it was fornication that took place. Please, put all that away first and follow me gradually. Follow what I'm saying gradually. Put a lot of things behind you. Use this opportunity. The weather is cool. That's why I didn't want us to worship first, so that you won't sweat. The place will be too hot, so you won't be able to hear something. So that the weather is cool. Would they enter? They enter. And please, if I say anything and it is wrong, just shake your head and say, no, no, no. Wait till they talk. No, 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 no. And if I say it is true, please say amen, so that I will know we are together. Say amen. Say amen, so that I know we are together. So let's cast the picture now. Very patiently, we shall do some reading, so that the Bible will talk. You will say, I'm the one saying it. The Bible will talk. So please, this man that always challenged me with rapture words, stand up with your Bible and read Genesis chapter 2 and chapter 3. Those two chapters. And everybody, please follow.
I read in the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison. That is it which compasseth the whole land of Avila, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is Delium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Idekel. That is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, he shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception.
Please, for emphasis, verse 15 again, for emphasis.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Verse 16. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree whereof of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife.
Verse 20 again.
And Adam called his wife's name Eve.
So the name has changed. Go ahead.
Because she was the mother of all living.
Yes.
Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also of the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden, to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword, which turned every way, to keep the way of the tree of life. Amen.
And the church will say, let me emphasize something here. Please, just pay attention. First and foremost, like I've spoken some time back, there are two mysteries that are at play here in the Garden of Eden. The mystery of iniquity and the mystery of godliness, or you call it the mystery of God. Apostle Paul called it the mystery of godliness. John, the writer of the book of Revelation, called it the mystery of God. And why is it a mystery? It is a mystery because it is a secret. I wish I can explain that better. It's mysterious because it is a secret. Hallelujah. It's a secret. And unless it is unveiled, explained, revealed, we will never know it. That is what the Holy Spirit is given for. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of revelation. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now, I have always said something here. Take note that this earth, scientifically is proved that it is millions of years old. When it began, we don't know. We as Christians, we as believers, all we know is the account that God himself revealed to Moses. And he put it down. All we know is Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Finish. When was the earth created? In the beginning. When is the beginning? Now God know the date. Then verse 2. And the earth was without form. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. How can you say God created something and then again it's without form? That means after God created the heavens and the earth, something happened to the earth. When it happened, we don't know. How it happened, we don't know. But the result of what happened is that the earth was without form and necessitated the rearrangement again. We have a key where he says, multiply, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish. The word re, it means it was there before, it's no more. Fill back. Fill the earth. Hallelujah. Multiply and replenish the earth. If we say replenish, it means something was there that was wiped off before. And that same pattern will soon happen. This earth will soon be wiped away and there shall be a replenishment. Hallelujah. So if you want to understand this mystery of God, first and foremost, I want you to understand, unless you have this mindset, you won't flow with God. And you won't appreciate grace. You won't appreciate salvation. You won't appreciate that God in his infinite mercy placed you on the positive side of his agenda. And the Bible tells us, we are all created for his pleasure. Hey. And you cannot question him. In a great house there are many vessels. Some to honor, some to dishonor. But it is the owner of that great house that brought those two types of vessels. And decide this one is for honor, this one is for dishonor. But he's the one that allowed them all into his house. You have to understand this so that you follow this teaching. My prayer is that the bride of Jesus will be established in this doctrine. That if they wake you from sleep, you will explain it. But the foundation of this knowledge, revelation, is on knowing that God is God. He's not a man. And that nothing takes God by surprise. You have to understand that when he was creating the serpent, he was the one that placed him near Adam and Eve. Hey. And I explained the other day, what is happening on earth is a script. Hallelujah. That has been written before the foundation of the world. Oh! A script. Where was it written? In the mind of God. So that you will understand that the doctrine of predestination and eternal security. Listen, church. God sat down. You say, Brother Moses, where is that written? Continue to ask, where is that written? Is you catching the picture? The questions we ask gives us this answer. If God knows all things, He knows the end from the beginning. Didn't He know that the serpent would disturb His plan in the Garden of Eden? When He planted two trees, didn't God know which tree they will go and eat from? When you come to chapter 6, He said, and God created, and God regretted creating man. As if He's a man. He said, oh, if I had known, I would not have created man. If He's one that knows beginning, the end from beginning, then why is He saying, I regret? All this, amen, are put together there to hide that mystery so that only His, whom He chooses to cause to understand, will understand. Praise the Lord.